This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Breyers. Try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving, available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, etc. Go to breyers.com/vine to get a coupon to try today. And Coors. These days, everything is go, go, go. Nonstop hustle has taken over, and it's kind of a lot. If the pace of things is wearing you down, take a moment, pause, refresh yourself, and when you choose to turn off, reach for the one beer that's made to chill.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Off the Vine. My guest today is a model, actress, author, reality personality, and humanitarian. She's the newest member of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we see her co-parenting to raise her boys, trying to deal with the always ongoing drama. She's also the host of her very own podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle, which is a hilarious and sexy podcast where she talks and celebs about anything and everything. Very excited to hear her story today. Please welcome to the podcast, Garcelle. Please tell me, is it Bouvet?
Bouvet.
Okay, so that's what I had written down originally. I had it written out as that. And then I went to watch interviews just to make sure. And everybody was saying Bouvet.
Everybody got it wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody got it wrong. I don't understand how people can say Schwarzenegger and can't say Bouvet.
That's so funny. That's what I had. Dang, I should have went with my gut on that one.
All good.
Anyway.
Hi, gorgeous.
I have to just say, I was talking to my friend earlier. We did a little game of Two Truths and a Lie, and he adores you. He was so excited that I was going to be talking to you. So, and Lo says hi.
Hi.
And because I'm like, you're a mom of three boys. Two of them are teens who are living at home. How has parenting been in like this new normal we're all living in?
I am over it.
As I
over it. Oh yeah. My God. The schooling is not so bad because they're 12 and they can actually do their own work, but it's the video games nonstop. They're yelling at their friends. They're like top of their lungs. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult. And the other day I was trying to watch a really sexy movie, 365 D&I, and they kept on walking in the room. So I kept on having to turn off the TV and they never got it. They never said, Mom, why are you turning off the TV?
They probably know that trick.
Yeah, they probably do. Oh, damn.
That's so funny. I have an 8-year-old nephew who is so into the video games and all of that kind of stuff. And he just told me last night he has a girlfriend and that he was going to ride his bike with her or something. And I was on FaceTime with my sister and my sister comes back laughing because her doorbell rang. And I was like, what? And she goes, all of Brody's friends just came and they're so mad at him because he ditched the boys' night to be with his girlfriend, Ella.
And so it starts. And so it starts.
At 12 years old, they must be, all of those kinds of things happening.
All those things happening and more.
Yeah,
exactly.
And more.
Thank God for quarantine because I think that's slowing down all the hormones a little bit. Not the hormones necessarily, but the acting on them.
Oh, interesting.
Because of quarantine, they can't go to school. They can't hang out with their friends. So that's slowing down all that stuff, which I'm happy about.
I never thought about that. Do they do all the FaceTimes and do all that stuff?
Yeah, all of it. Except for TikToks. They don't do those. I want to do them with them. They're like, no, Mom, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok account?
No, I don't. I was hoping to use theirs.
Yeah. I have one. You can use mine. I haven't used it in a long time. It's so much fun, though.
It's fun to watch other people doing it. Yeah, for sure.
And people always want to give it a hard time, but it depends on who you follow. I follow like some pretty educational accounts and like a lot of cooking ones. And I feel like it's for any age.
Okay. I didn't even know that. I only see the dancing ones. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Those are like usually the most popular ones that come up on the page, but there is a lot of education. I'll send you a few good ones.
Okay, good.
Are you into cooking?
I am. I love cooking, but I love cooking when I'm having friends over and guests over. But the day-to-day cooking, especially with my kids, I feel like I'm a, you know, short order cook because it's breakfast, it's lunch, it's dinner, then they want snacks in between. I'm like, Jesus Christ, have some gum. You're not that hungry.
Eat the gum.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, kids need, every kid just needs their snacks at all times. That's funny. All of my friends and my sister have kids, and that's what they say, that they're their snack bitch all the time.
I love that, a snack bitch.
Yeah, I'm just a snack bitch. Before we get into all the housewives and the amazing things that you're doing, I wanted to go back to the beginning because you have a really powerful story, and you moved to the United States from Haiti when you were pretty young, right?
Yeah, I was 7 years old. My mom had come out a year and a half before us to get our paperwork, you know, and all that stuff in order. She was amazing. And I moved at the age of seven. We moved to Massachusetts in the dead of winter.
Oh,
I had never seen snow. I'd never seen white people. And I didn't speak the language. So I thought my mom snapped and she was going to kill us.
Yeah,
I didn't know what was going on.
That's crazy. What was the decision? Why move there? Was it just where they could work or?
Well, yeah, we had other family that was there, and Boston is really big on obviously schools and colleges and stuff like that. So my mom wanted to finish her nursing school degree and then just be around family.
Oh, that's amazing. She sounds like a hard worker. That's great.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. And I'm from Canada, so I understand the winter of everything. And it toughens you up.
It's brutal. It definitely toughens you up.
Now I live in Nashville and I feel like it gets like a little chilly and I've just become a baby with it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I was just shooting in Nashville last year, shooting a show called Tell Me a Story. And I would go every other week. Nashville is booming.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, now quarantine, I mean, no place is really booming. But it was like one of the fastest growing cities in America. They said over 100 people moved here a day. And I was like getting ready to sell my house that I've renovated. And I'm like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Smart move.
Did you know that right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles, maybe a fresh fruit compote. As nice as that sounds, that's probably not going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
And then you started pursuing modeling and acting as a teenager. Did you always want to do that when you were younger?
I didn't even know what that was. I mean, when I was around 15, people would say to my mom, you know, she's so pretty, she should model. And we had no idea what that was. And so when I was 17, we moved to Miami to get away from the cold weather and be closer to Haiti for my mom and her, you know, her family. And a friend of mine said, I'm going to be an extra in a commercial. Do you want to be an extra? And I was like, what's that? And he told me, and it was 2 days of an orange juice commercial. So I said, sure, no worries. So one of the leads of the commercial was this beautiful black girl. So by the end of the second day, I got up enough nerve to go up to her and say, hey, I want to do what you're doing. And she wouldn't have it. She didn't want to help me or anything.
Really?
So yeah, nothing at all. So one day I found out what agency she was with, and it was in Fort Lauderdale. So I borrowed my mom's car. I drove to Fort Lauderdale. Now I don't have an appointment. I don't have a portfolio, none of that. But I figured I'm going to show up. Right? What's the worst they can say is get out.
Attitude at that age.
Right, exactly. So I stop at a red light, and as I'm at the red light, I sort of poke my head out to look at my makeup on the outside mirror. So I decide at that time I'm going to put on more lipstick. So I grab for my lipstick. As I'm grabbing for my lipstick, this hand comes in the car and scares the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And she says, you should be a model. And it was a woman who was at the stoplight behind me. She saw that I did that. She thought I should model. And are you ready for this, Caitlin?
What?
It was the owner of the agency I was going to.
That is meant to be right there. Oh my gosh, I love that.
I mean, you couldn't script that. You couldn't, I mean, unbelievable. So now I'm walking in like a badass with her card.
Literally.
It was just like, crazy.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
Exactly.
That is crazy. And I always remember, I grew up dancing, and I remember like my mom and mentors and people that had kind of been in the business always saying to me, be careful of like how you treat others on your way to auditions, of everywhere around you, whose toes you step on, because that could be someone that has, you know, something to do with your career.
Absolutely. You never know. On the way to the audition, the, if there's somebody in the elevator you're rude to and you walk into that room and then they're the one that's making the decision, then you're screwed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind to everybody.
Exactly.
That's incredible. Wow. That just makes me, I'm just such a big believer in like signs, and that one just smacked you right in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
And really came in.
Exactly. And then 6 months later, Eileen Ford came around, because, you know, she goes around the country scouting for girls, and I was scouted, and then I moved to New York by the time I was 17.
Wow. That's
incredible. Crazy.
You've had a pretty long career. That's 17's young.
It is. It's very young.
I find it hard as a 17-year-old to be in that industry and stay confident and true to yourself.
You know, it's a tough thing, because the younger you are, the better it is in terms of starting to model. So the thing that I think saved me is that my parents were so strict that I was so scared that if I did anything too crazy, that I would be killed. So that kept me on the straight and narrow. But yeah, of course, I mean, you're making so much money, you're traveling all over the world, and, you know, you look more sophisticated than you are in terms of age-wise. And then, you know, you go to these amazing dinners and clubs, and guys are hitting on you. So it's definitely, you know, a tough transition for a little, you know, a young girl to move to New York City.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine. I mean, I came from a very small town in Canada. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Vancouver, BC, still in Canada, I was like, I'm in the big city. And it was like wild to me. And that was, I was almost 20 years old. And I can't even, like, New York was so overwhelming to me when I finally went there at like 23.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you must have modeled.
I did not.
Get out of here.
No, I did. Well, thank you for saying
that. You're welcome.
But no, I mean, I danced 5 or 6 days a week, and that's pretty much all I had time for. So I tried at one point to do a little auditioning for, because they film a lot of commercials out of Vancouver, and my friend was an agent. So I did do a couple auditions for like beer commercials.
Did you?
But I never got cast in any of them.
Oh,
but
that's
auditioning
so funny.
For was such a weird thing, because you know how they're like looking for a specific type when they're looking for a certain role. And I would go in and all the girls would look like me, and I'd be like, this is weird.
Right? Right? It is weird.
It was always so weird.
That's so funny. So and then you want to be a dancer?
That's what I swore I was going to do my whole life until I fell in love with a boy and chased him because he was a hockey player. And I was like, ooh, I'll just move for you wherever you are. I lost the dance dream. That's why I'm so excited now to go on Dancing with the Stars, because I'm like, holy shit, my whole life, I worked so hard to be a dancer. I went to so many auditions. I've got thick skin from so many rejections, and like, just, you know, it was a grind in that world. And then I gave it all up, and I went through such a hard time. And then it's just such a full circle moment to come off that show. And then 5 years later, after coming off The Bachelorette, to now have this opportunity again, and it actually to happen, is just wild.
That's unbelievable. I really believe in timing is everything. So maybe you're in a better space now than you would have been 5 years ago.
I'm telling you, you're absolutely right. It wasn't the right timing. And I look back so grateful that it didn't happen then and that it's happening now. And do you believe in like mediums and spirit guides?
Girl, are you kidding? I'm from Haiti. I believe all that stuff. I love it.
Okay, me too. I'm so into it. And yesterday I had a reading with a spirit guide, and she was pulling cards over Skype, and she was like, she didn't know that I was on TV. She didn't even know my last name. We didn't give her that information.
Right.
And she was like, you know, an older lady who don't think she knew who I was. And she was flipping through cards and talking to me, and she said, oh, are you a dancer? And I was like, yeah. And then I didn't want to tell her anything. And she goes, okay, I'm getting like you're going to be in the limelight with dancing.
And I love that.
I was like, oh my gosh, you're blowing my mind. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm seeing judges. She goes, oh, you're going to do big things.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh.
And I need her number. Her number. Absolutely. Okay.
Give it to you. She's awesome. Incredible. And like that's everything awesome. She kept saying, I mean, obviously I was on Bachelor and Bachelorette, and she said, she pulled a card that was the rose, and she said, a rose is very significant to you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I had chills like the whole hour. She said she knew I had two dogs. She said one of them was something about wine, and my dog's name is Pino, and like everything. Like I'm
You're
like
blowing my mind. That's crazy.
As if this lady didn't just stalk my Instagram before right. coming out here, but she didn't. She didn't even. She's like, I don't know how to use a computer, but you can email. Like
it's even better.
I know it was incredible.
Wow. Maybe she'll see me married.
Yes. Honestly, I was like. Yeah. Do we talk about relationships? She's like, yes. She goes, you're in one right now, right? And I said, yeah. And she goes, she pulled out the soulmate card. And she said that we have been together in another life and that we are absolute soulmates and that he's a family man and puts family first and that is so him. And I was just like, she's incredible.
That's amazing.
You don't want to hear either, like if they're the truth.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's part of it. You got to take the good and the bad. Like when you're reading a horoscope, if it's good, it's for me. If it's bad, then it's somebody else.
Yeah, they're lying to me.
Right. That is so awesome.
Yeah, I'll definitely give you information.
Okay.
And then how long, it's just this season is the new season of Real Housewives for you?
Yeah, this is my first one in 10 years. This is the first time that they've added a black housewife.
Well, and does that ever come up in the show, or have you talked to anybody about that? Because obviously we're going through this time where that's, you know, in the media and everyone's talking about it. Have you had that conversation with people about it?
I haven't really had that conversation with any of the housewives. I mean, Denise Richards and I touched upon it. We had dinner one time, and I don't know if it's going to air, but in the fact that I was hoping one of the women would ask me what was my experience being, you know, a black woman in Hollywood or a black, you know, single mom. And so that never really came up between the other women, but me and Denise talked about it. But it's unbelievable how the timing right now with everything that's going on is just, it's the right time. Again, you know, the universe.
Yep.
It's the right time. Yeah, I think if we didn't have COVID, if we weren't in quarantine, I don't know if people would have paid as much attention as to what's going on as they are now because we're at
that's
the house.
Point, actually, I feel like the whole world is shifting in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I am not usually like a positive Patty, like always looking on the bright side. Like I'm kind of the other way. But this to me, just I feel something where I feel like the world is shifting for the better.
Yeah, I agree.
When things shift, it's messy at first, no matter what situation in life you're going through, but you have to go through that to get out on the other side. And I truly believe that's happening.
Absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
All right, quick break to talk about something delicious. I'm talking about Breyers ice cream. You probably know Breyers as America's number one ice cream brand, known for their natural vanilla ice cream. And if you've been listening, you know that I love Breyers treats that don't undo your day. I'm talking about Breyers Carb Smart, and my mouth is already watering. Breyers Carb Smart is a line of sweet treats with 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. The full Carb Smart range has 3 grams of fiber or more per serving and 150 calories or less per serving, which means you don't have to feel guilty after enjoying yourself. They've got tubs and bars and delicious flavors like caramel swirl, chocolate covered almond, vanilla, and peanut butter. I've still been spending some quality time with the peanut butter because who doesn't like something sweet and peanut buttery? I do. I reach for the peanut butter bars whenever I need something to satisfy my sweet tooth, and I always find myself digging into the chocolate-covered almond tubs after meals. It really is such a great go-to when I'm trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but obviously still want to enjoy myself. Try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving, available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, etc. Go to Breyers.com/vine to get a coupon to try today.
That's great. So are you enjoying being on the show?
I am. It's been really fun. I mean, I'd never done reality, always scripted. So the first time we were about to shoot, I was waiting for someone to yell action. They were like, we don't do that here.
That's funny. It's funny to go into a new area when like you've been on TV before, mm-hmm. but never in that way. Like I remember coming out of the limo, being on The Bachelor and waiting for the romantic music to play because I've seen it on TV. And I'm like, why is it silent? This is awkward. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So
yeah. But it's been fun. I mean, the women are fun. But whenever you get, you know, eight strong women together, there's bound to be conflict. There's bound to be drama. We went to Rome. We've done some really cool things. So, and the numbers have been through the roof. I mean, every week it's stronger and stronger. It's unbelievable. So it's a great thing.
People love that show. That it's, you know, I feel like The Bachelor, Real Housewives, and Vanderpump Rules is a big one.
And 90 Day Fiancé, I am hooked. That's another one.
Okay.
I can't believe I even admitted that.
No, that's okay, because I feel like a lot of people, Pete Davidson, is that who was on SNL, Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
He was on Howard Stern the other day talking about how that's like, he's living in his mom's basement right now and he's addicted to 90 Day Fiancé. Like, I feel like everybody's talking about that show, so I got to
get into it. Yeah, you got to get into it. It's pretty fun.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Welcome to the Related Podcast. My name is Carly Bible.
And my name is Amanda Bible, and we are two sisters that are obsessed with inner and outer beauty and everything in between.
We hope to inspire you and bring you behind the scenes to discuss all things related to our lives. And nothing is off limits. You can download new episodes every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
So what surprised you the most about being on the show?
What surprised me the most is that I thought there'd be some kind of scripted, you know, because I'd never done reality. And I'm like, oh, it's got to be scripted to a certain degree. But it really isn't. I mean, we drive whatever they shoot, you know, because it's our lives. But also The only thing they do is like, on Tuesday, you're going to have, you know, let's say lunch with Denise, or on Thursday, all the women are getting together. That's the only thing. So I was surprised that it wasn't much more scripted in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you tell me about this podcast you started, because one, it's hilarious. It's called Going to Bed with Garcelle, and you sit down with friends and celebrities. You have some unfiltered conversations, sex, parenting, pretty much everything. How did
But sex is the biggest thing.
That's great. I'm all about it.
Me too. I'm all about it.
Have you had a sex expert on yet?
We did. We just had a sex expert on, and that was really fun. We had Dr. Jen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she was really interesting, really thorough.
Yes.
Oh, we're talking about how many people have seen their vaginas. And I was like, I'm good. I don't need to see it. Yeah, exactly.
I've never. But let me guess, she suggested doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so what happened was, I used to have like once a month, I'd have girlfriends together come over the house. And sometimes I would do couples, and sometimes I would do, you know, like an eclectic group of friends. And after every hangout, somebody would say to me, this is a show. Why aren't you doing this? Because we would drink, we would gossip, and it always lend itself to talking about sex. So, and that's where the podcast came about.
That's awesome. That was what I was going to ask. And do you have wine or anything during your podcast?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a drink.
That's it.
Everybody has to have a drink. I left mine in the kitchen. Oh my God. Could that be a bigger glass, Caitlin? I love it.
The bigger glass, the better. Because then I don't feel like I want a glass that I can like fit the whole bottle in and be like, cool, I'm having a glass.
Right. I got to try that. That's awesome.
That's another thing I'll have to send you is, do you like red, white, or rosé?
I like red. And I like rosé too, though, but during the day.
What kind of red do you typically like?
I like Pinot Noir. I also like blends. I don't like anything too dry.
Okay, me too. I'm going to send you a bottle of my Pinot. This is my wine label, and I'm going to send you a bottle.
How cool is that? Thank you. Oh my God, I'm getting a bottle of wine. I'm getting a psychic's number. This is great. I'll come on any day.
We're not done yet. We're not even done. And then I wanted to ask, I know it's hard to pick favorites, but which episode stands out to you that you've recorded so far with your podcast?
I would have to say there's two of them. One with the Bella twins, where
they're incredible.
They're incredible. And not only did they see each other's vaginas, they showed each other's.
In your podcast?
Well, no, we didn't film that.
I was like, that's some good content right
and
there.
And then they're identical twins, and one of them was like, ew. And it's like, wait, you two have the same thing.
They're so fun. They were on my podcast.
So they were fun.
They were talking about, maybe they said this on yours too, they were talking about how she hadn't gotten laser hair removal done in a while because of quarantine.
And oh, my God.
She had a mustache down there.
I think that's all of us.
I love relatable conversations like that. Like,
me too.
Start laughing and I'm like, same.
Same. And the other episode that I really loved was with Heather Dubrow and my girlfriend, Nicole. What I try and do is do a celebrity and a friend so that it's not skewed just one kind of lifestyle. So that was a really good one too. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. And I imagine people have some pretty good stories on the podcast, you know, once you have wine. That's why I do it. I'm like, because I make people confess on my podcast.
So I've heard, Caitlin. Yeah. So I've heard.
This is me trying to transition into that part of the podcast.
Well done. Well done.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, so my confession is, I once crashed the Oscars.
Stop.
I did.
How?
Me and my girlfriend, we were going to go out that night to a fabulous, you know, after Oscar party. And so she was like, why don't we try and get on the red carpet? And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way we can do that. She's like, come on. So this was a while ago. So we got all dressed up, all glammed. We got into a limo. We drove down to, you know, where the Oscars was. We get out of the car, right? And I wasn't as, you know, recognizable as I am now. We get out of the car and we just acted like we belonged. And next thing you know, I'm talking to Joan Rivers on the red carpet. And she's like, who are you wearing? Yes. And literally, so we're done doing all the press. We walk through and we're like, how the hell do we get out now? Because we don't have tickets to go inside.
That's awesome.
So we snuck around and then, you know, called our car, met the car, you know, at a couple of blocks down. And then we did it. We got on the red carpet. There were pictures. It was crazy. I was on Fashion Police for my outfit. It was nuts.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's incredible. You were on the Fashion Police in a bad way?
No, in a good way. Thank God.
Right.
Yeah. But I was on the bad, you know, bad too sometimes.
I was on the bad one. My first year off the show, I didn't understand having like a stylist or someone to do your hair and makeup. I like didn't understand that. And so I was invited to the CMAs in Nashville to go on the red carpet. And so I just picked out a little cute beach dress that I had in my closet and like threw on a couple like rings and did my own hair and makeup.
Oh, hilarious.
And Perez Hilton put me on like the worst dress.
Oh no.
And he was like, I thought it was hilarious. He was like, she looks like she's wearing a maxi dress that she would go to like Mexico in. I'm like, that is what it was.
And it's probably fashionable now. Yeah. That's so funny.
I was like, that's exactly what it was. Is that bad? I like didn't understand. Wow, that's a great story though.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
That was really fun and ballsy. I don't think I would ever do that again. Now security's so tight.
That's amazing.
I wouldn't be able to get away with it.
Now they want you on the red carpet.
Well, thank you.
So I have a couple more things. We're going to play a quick game, and then I have just a couple questions from listeners.
Okay.
It's just hypotheticals. Put it in, like, if you had to, who would you pick kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay. So if you had to quarantine with any one celebrity, who would it be?
Brad Pitt. Oh. Did I say that fast enough?
Yes, no hesitation there, and I completely agree.
Brad Pitt. Ever since Thelma and Louise, I've been in love. I've been in love for a very long time.
Mine with him was probably, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on the name of it? Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He just ages so well.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay. What if you had to be quarantined with one of the housewives?
Look how long I'm taking.
I know. I was like, not so quick on this one.
I would say Erica.
Okay.
She's a lot of fun, and she's got a great closet. I can play dress up all day.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's incredible. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what would it be?
Oh, God. I don't know if I can have sushi for breakfast, but it would be sushi. Is that yours? Oh, my God. It's so good. That's what I miss the most. I can't wait to go to a sushi restaurant and sit at the bar and have sake. And I can't wait for that.
Let me tell you, you can't really do that in Nashville no matter what. They don't have good sushi out here.
You're actually right. Because I tried to find some when I was there shooting. You're right.
So tough. I'm like coming to LA, obviously, for dancing. I can't wait to just have the best sushi out there. I'm going to eat it all the time.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
That's funny. That's same with me.
All right. Let's talk about it. We all know that summer is looking a bit different this year. Weddings, festivals, even just hanging out with friends is not the way it used to be. But just because our plans might change doesn't mean summer is canceled, people. I'm not into the cancel culture. It's still out there. We just have to work a little bit harder to enjoy it. Coors Light wants to be right there by your side this summer to help you enjoy yourself, starting with its new Chill Summer Can, featuring sunglasses that turn blue when the beer is cold and ready to drink. Well, now I'm thirsty. You guys know I love Coors Light, and I've talked about it on the podcast before. I love how instead of their mountains turning blue, they released these really cool limited edition summer cans. So when you're enjoying the sun, which is still there for you to enjoy, definitely further than 6 feet apart, no matter how many events are postponed, make sure you take a second to enjoy a Coors Light. Super refreshing, and it's literally made to chill. Plus, it's light. It's refreshing, and it only has 102 calories, so you can continue on with that summer bod, even though we shouldn't care. A summer bod only needs a bathing suit. Okay, you just need a body and a bathing suit. I know that even though a lot of my travel plans have been put on hold, I'm still doing my best to enjoy summer. And for me, that means hanging out with pups, Jason, spending time outside, going on walks, and cracking open some cold ones. So please, no matter what's canceled, make some time for yourself to turn off and chill out. Coors Light is the one beer that's literally made to chill, and that's why Coors Light is one I choose when I need a moment of chill. So when you want to reset this summer, reach for the beer that's made to chill. You can have Coors Light delivered by going to getcoorslight.com and finding local delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Okay, what if you could only watch one movie?
Oh, Steel Magnolias.
I love that movie.
I love every character in that movie. I love their friendships. I love it's everything.
Me too. That me and my sister's favorite movie back, I don't know, whenever it came out, we watched it all the time.
So good. My favorite line, if you can't say anything nice, come sit by me. I love that.
Yes.
That's my motto.
I'm going to watch it again now. It's been a while. I'm going to go watch it again.
Good.
If you could make a law that everyone has, what would you choose?
Wait, I didn't hear you. If I could make a law?
If you could make a law that everybody had to follow, what would you choose?
Be kind.
Yeah.
Be kind. Absolutely. We need that more than ever.
Kind, yes.
Be kind.
I agree.
Yeah.
It seems like such a simple thing. I don't know why it's so hard.
I know. And it takes less effort.
It really does.
It really does.
Okay, if you had to move out of LA, where would you decide to go?
I feel like I want to go to Positano, Italy, because that's where my next husband is.
Oh, yes, it is. I let you manifest, and that will happen. Oh my God. That's my favorite place on earth.
No way. It's my favorite place on earth. I can't believe people live in a place that's so beautiful like that on a day-to-day basis. It's insane.
It is insane. The roads, the driving scares me a little bit, but other than that, it's heaven.
It's amazing.
And I feel like when I was there for 2 weeks. I drank wine and ate pasta every single day, and I did not gain a pound.
Agree. I don't know what it is. There's no preservatives. Everything is fresh. I don't know, but I agree with you.
So fresh. You want to walk everywhere. You're like on a bike. I just feel like you are crazy to be indoors in Italy.
Exactly. Wow. We're very similar.
We are very similar. Did you just become best friends?
I love it.
That's funny. Okay. My confession is probably that I don't actually watch Real Housewives, but you're making me watch it.
That's a good confession.
I read people's questions and I'm like, God, how have I not watched this? I know I would love it.
You would.
I need to just sit down and do it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I'm going to, I promise.
Okay, good.
Okay, so Jennifer says, what made you want to join a reality TV show like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
You know, I always like to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And when my manager brought it up, he's like, there's interest in you, but we're going to pass. I just want to let you know. And I was like, wait a minute. Let me think about this for a moment. And so I slept on it. I talked to my kids and I thought, why not? I feel like we can't be boxed in anymore. And I always try new things. I'm a producer. I've, you know, written children's books. And I thought the fact that it shoots in LA, because my kids are 12, I want to be around. Mm-hmm. And everything I did last year, you know, between Atlanta, Nashville, Vancouver, I wasn't home a lot. So this gives me the opportunity to work and be at home.
Oh, that's nice. And yeah. And your kids were on board fully, obviously.
Well, they said, are we getting paid for it? Because we're only in it for the money.
Yes.
And then I was like, no, but we'll work out something between you and me. But I also felt like being single now is the right time to do it. I don't know if I would have jumped on board if I had been married. Because mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's kind of tricky for marriages on reality TV.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a marriage. I had an engagement from a reality TV show.
Right.
Hard enough.
Right.
Okay. Let's see who else. We already talked about a couple of these things. Sarah Lindsay wants to know, how do you feel about Kyle these days?
Oh my God. Everybody's obsessed with that storyline.
I obviously had to Google it. I was like, oh.
Oh, what is going on? I feel the same that I felt before. I mean, she's nice.
Yeah. Okay, great. Woman of many words. I like it. That's awesome. Lauren wants to know, Lauren Mack says, who surprised her the most in a good way?
On Housewives, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Definitely Erica. Because when I've watched the show before, you know, she's a very sort of hard exterior, tough girl, says it like it is. And I felt like she got really vulnerable with me. And I saw how much she loves her husband. And she was a single mom when she met him. So I can relate to that. So that surprised me because I saw a softer side of her, which was kind of cool.
Absolutely. And then last one, Samantha wants to know, how did she and her ex get to a good place to co-parent after such a public breakup? They seem to get along well. And it's great seeing how they co-parent their kids.
Oh, that's really sweet. A lot of hard work, mm-hmm. a lot of hard work, therapy, you know, just, I didn't want to hate a man that my kids love so much. Mm. And so we had to work really hard to get to a place. And, you know, now he's at my house all the time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, baseball games, we're everywhere together. And it's the best for the boys, you know?
That's so nice that you're able to, you know, put the kids feelings first, because as hard as that can be, like that is what you have to do.
You have to be a grown-up. It's not their fault. And I didn't grow up with a dad, so it was a big deal for me that I needed them to have their dad in their lives. But the divorce was so hard. I keep saying I could have been on an episode of Snapped. I could have been like, yes, I could have been on Snapped and then in jail.
I feel like a lot of people who go through a divorce could relate, because a lot of people who go through breakups in general can relate, but it's so hard to go through something like that publicly.
Yes, that was the hardest part, because I think when it's so public like that, even if you feel like, could I go back? Could I work it out? Then you like, but everybody knows. I mean, it's a really tough place, but we're in a good place and it's working out now. So
And that's so great. And like, again, with it being public, you also, it's a good thing too, because it almost forces you to hold back on saying negative things.
Right.
That you can't take back.
Right. Exactly.
I'll be out there. So I mean, it's just, you know, you're doing the right thing and you just are such
Thank
a
you.
Human. Like as soon as, I obviously don't know you except for this podcast, but as soon as you came on, I just felt good energy.
And the same with you. As soon as your face lit up, it was great.
I love
so that. Cool. I do too. Good luck with Dancing with the Stars. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. We'll have to get sushi and have
yes.
When
oh
I
my God. Out. I would love it. Your body's going to be insane. Not that it's not already. Come on, girl.
I'm telling you. So growing up dancing all the time, I was like, oh, I don't have to like worry about what I eat or like exercising. Right. And then I moved to Vancouver and I wasn't dancing half as much. And I was like, I'll just have Wendy's for dinner and breakfast and like learning to cook on my own.
Yeah.
But in the last few weeks, like I like to like you know, work out and stay relatively in shape. But the last couple of weeks I got a trainer and I've been lifting some serious weights because I'm going to go in there the strongest I've ever felt. I just turned 35. I'm going to go in there feeling strong and like the best I've ever felt because my boyfriend and I really want to like get married and have kids. It's like not too long after. So we talk about that a lot. And so after dancing, I'm like, okay, let's like make it all happen. Like engage kids. And I want to have kids when I feel like my strongest. So,
That's beautiful.
I mean, fingers crossed that I can have kids.
I'm sure you will. Yeah. That's great. Great. Yeah. Exactly.
So, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it. You're just a lovely human. And
so are you.
I will see you in LA and tell everybody where they can find you and your podcast and everything.
Yes. Going to Bed with Garcelle is on anywhere you listen to podcasts. And on Instagram, I'm at Garcelle and Twitter at Garcelle B.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now.
All right. Yeah. Send me her info, the psychic.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristowe. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?